Hello and welcome to the Print AM. I'm Sharan Puwana in Bengaluru, and today we discuss how the Congress is trying to break the BJP's dominance in the four Lok Sabha seats in Bengaluru. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and his deputy DK Shivakumar spent two entire days campaigning in Bengaluru, covering almost all corners of India's IT capital in the hope to regain some lost ground from the BJP. Bangalore North, South and Central have remained a fortress for the BJP. Data from the Election Commission show that the Congress last won in Bangalore North in 1999 when the late C.K. Jafar Sharif was a candidate. The exception is Bangalore Rural, formerly Kanakpura, which has been with the Congress since 2014. Ever since the turn of the century and the IT boom, the BJP has got the better of the Congress and the Janata Dal Secular or JDS in the elections to Lok Sabha, Assembly and even Municipal Corporation of Bengaluru, retaining a firm grip over the city's administration and its votes. Analysts say that Bengaluru largely skips caste barriers and caters to an aspirational class looking to benefit from rapid growth and may not be very concerned about trends that are developing or persist in other parts of Karnataka. A significant section of Bengaluru's migratory force, both blue and white collar, do not resonate with local issues like caste, but consider more economic arguments like employment and business environment, they argue. A large section of urban dwellers or upper middle classes are into share market investments, businesses, and as long as it's going up, they may not be very bothered about the social and economic inequality around them, said one analyst. The voting patterns for state and central elections are different as well. So a vote for the Congress in the 2023 Assembly election is no guarantee of a repeat in 2024. The Congress, analysts say, is trying to get to the antithesis of this trend, hoping to attract votes of the urban poor, who it believes have benefited from its guarantees of free public travel, Grihalakshmi, Annabhagya, Indira Canteen, free electricity schemes and the financial assistance to unemployed youngsters under Yuvanidhi. The BJP on its part hopes that the city will continue to vote for Prime Minister Narendra Modi, irrespective of the candidate. Its IT cell is targeting voters through social media platforms, often tapping on nationalistic sentiments and global pride. Even though there is general disdain for lack of development, the city has also become synonymous with voter apathy. Bengaluru recorded the lowest voter turnout of just 54% in the 2023 Assembly elections, as against the state average of around 74%. All four seats in Bengaluru will vote on 26th April. Often termed as freebies, the five guarantees of the Congress government are estimated to cost rupees 60,000 crores annually, which Bengalurians believe could have been used to fix the city's crumbling infrastructure, analysts say. They add that any attempt to divert money earned through the large services sector such as IT is often resisted by Bengalurians. And that is something that the BJP plays up and taps, they add. The BJP has repeatedly attacked the ruling Congress over its guarantee schemes, directly linking them to Karnataka's dismal fiscal condition. On its part, the Congress has accused the Modi government of not releasing grants, aid for drought and meting out stepmotherly treatment to Karnataka. On Monday, Bangalore South MP Tejaswi Surya said that in the last 5 years, Bengaluru has got 1.3 lakh crore worth of projects from the Modi-led government. Though the party is relying heavily on Modi magic, it is also being cautious, reaching out to caste groups, people from diverse backgrounds and the largely migrant workforce, BJP leaders say. The BJP won 25 out of the 28 Lok Sabha seats in 2019, but has seen an outburst of rebellion over ticket distribution, overlooking seniors and other fault lines that threatens to break its stronghold in the city. In Bengaluru North, B.S. Yediyurappa's close aide Shobha Karandlaje was made a candidate despite the protests against her in Udupi Chikmagalur over the lack of development. Karandlaje replaced D.V. Sadanand Gowda, who has since taken a vow to cleanse the BJP of dynastic politics. The Congress, on the other hand, has relied on sons and daughters of existing or former ministers to bag seats. Mansoor Ali Khan, the candidate from Bengaluru Central, is a son of former Union Minister K. Rehman Khan. Former Karnataka Speaker M.V. Venkatappa's son Rajiv Gowda is contesting from Bengaluru North. Bengaluru Rural sitting MP is D.K. Suresh, the brother of State Congress President D.K. Shivakumar, and is looking to retain the seat. Transport Minister Ramalinga Reddy's daughter, Soumya Reddy, is ready gearing up to give a tough fight to Tejaswi Surya. The Congress is also banking on the support of disgruntled BJP legislators like S.T. Somashekar, who is openly campaigning for the Congress. Popularly known by its monikers such as IT Capital or Startup Hub, Bengaluru has also seen polarizing politics take center stage, like the Hanuman Chalisa campaign, communal tensions during the COVID-19 pandemic-induced lockdowns, among others, which the BJP is looking to capitalize. The BJP has tried to link the Rameshwaram Cafe blast and the chants of Pakistan's Zindabad in Vidhan Sabha to the ruling party's alleged indulging in appeasement politics. The city has also become synonymous with crumbling infrastructure and endless traffic jams. Since 2000, Bengaluru has seen exponential growth, but development has not been able to catch up as the city is riddled with problems like shrinking spaces, erosion of lakes, green cover, crumbling infrastructure, unbearable traffic, and rising temperatures. The BJP has been in power at the state, center, and civic body at the same time, but this has made little difference to voting behavior, as rapid urbanization and over-exploitation of resources add to the city's problem. Siddaramaiah is trying to pin this on the BJP administration, or the lack of it. In other seats as well, Bengaluru-based political analyst Sandeep Shastri said that PC Mohan is contesting for the fourth time from Bangalore Central. JDS patriarch HT Devegowda's son-in-law CN Manjunath is contesting on a BJP ticket in Bengaluru Rural. Shastri said that all four seats have interesting fights, and I don't think BJP can take any of the four seats for granted. Thank you for listening. For more from The Print, subscribe to The Print /subscribe, and do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.